And he was my landlord for my first 3 years here. I think that was bigger Mizrach Nevesh. Okay, so we're talking about, we're on page 102, excuse me, page 102, Simon Kuf Nun Tes, Renyot Gimel. So we're talking about the Tos Naim. So one idea which we've been discussing is you have to use a kli, you have to use a vessel in order to wash your hands before bread. Second concept which we're now discussing is the when you splash your hands with the water, it has to come called gavra. It has to come from a human, from a power of somebody's power. Not just, let's say, there's a river that's flowing and you stick your hands under it and that's it. Well, we'll get into that actually. So we see if somebody has to cause the water to splash. So last time, again, on Thursday, we got into your base. Could you use a monkey? Would that work? And we discussed that. And so today we're into Yud Gimel. So the Mechaber says, "Lechachil lichavin hanotel lenatila hamachsheres leachila." Lechachil, preferably, the person who's splashing the water on your hands, whether it's yourself or someone else, that person who's splashing the water should have intent, should have kavana, that it's for a washing that allows a person to eat. And the Rama says, "V'kavana nosen nami, v'kavana nosen nami moel, afilu lechachila, afilu shelo kiven anotel klal." The splasher also works. The Mechaber is saying the splashy, if there's such a word, the person who's being splashed upon should have kavana. The Rama says the splasher could also have kavana, could have intent, even if the splashy did not. Even if the splashy did not. So the Mishnah Berurah says that, again, the Mechaber says that lechachila, in other words, preferably, what it should be done is whoever is splashing hands or accepting the splash should have in mind that it's for netilas adayim. But sounds that that's lechachila. How about if they didn't? How would it happen to be somebody had their hands out and somebody splashed water on their hands? So it happened to be it was the right way or whatever it was. So the person, okay, and they want to conserve water, so they're not going to wash again, and they'll just make a rough on the tilas adayim and wash. So it seems that b'dieved, that would be okay, because Mechaber says lechachila. So the Mishnah Berurah brings various posting, like the Magen Avraham says no. What it means is even lechachila, it's not good. That a person, the splasher or the splashy, has to have in mind that it's for netilas adayim. But the Vilna Gaon disagrees, and he says, no, the Mechaber, the way the Mechaber is saying it is correct, that it's only lechachila. Bedieved, it would be okay. Now, another bedieved case would obviously be, let's say there's no more water, right? That's the only water you have. Or let's say you didn't have a kli, and the person who splashed the water on you used a kli. So the question would be, so would that be okay or not? So again, so we have this machlokas. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that bidyeved, it's okay. Bidyeved, it's okay. But the best thing to do is to, as we saw before, best thing to do is to be metame your hands. Remember, we saw this before, to touch a shoe or something like that. So therefore, it wouldn't be good anyways, and you have to go back and wash anyways. Of course, if you made a bracha, that would be a different situation. Now, there's also a very interesting Mishnah Berurah that the Rama, again, said that the intent of the splasher is good enough also. So there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Ayin Vav that if the person who splashed the water on somebody's hands was below the age of six, so then the Mishnah Berurah says that person's washing, again, I have my hands out and somebody below six, wash my hands for me. So the Mishnah Berurah says that would not work. Again, we just said lechachila, person who splashes should have kavana. So a child below six, that would not be considered that person as das. So therefore, he or his kavana. Now, I don't want to get into this, but believe it or not, I think And then this could tie in, believe it or not, to your base. Because in your base, we talked about a monkey, not to compare a child to a monkey. But believe it or not, there is a concept in halacha that a very young child, it's a machlokus about it. If a very young child did something, would that be, they're very young. So again, we're not talking about chinuch and all that, they're very young. So would that be considered as if they did an action or not? So believe it or not, there are some modern day posts who say it wouldn't, it'd be considered a maisa kof. It'd be like a monkey's action. Now this is, now again, don't pass them like this because it is a big machlokus. But where this comes up is in an interesting case. And I remember, not us personally, but I remember this case when I was in yeshiva. There was a case where somebody left something on in the engine. It was an appliance, and the engine would have burned out. So you can't turn it on Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference. You know, that's tough luck. Question is, if there was a child, like, again, we're not talking about safety and all that type of stuff. You know, obviously, you have to be very careful with that. But let's say there was a child who's very young. Let's say 3, 4, someone like that. So could you get them somehow to turn it off or pull a plug? Again, we're not talking about the Kabbalah reasons that it, you know, maybe affects the kid's pneumias and all that type of stuff. Leaving that aside, so it happens to be that there is a machlokas about a child this age that we're talking about in here by Netil Sadayim. You know, everything in halakha is interconnected. So, so we see here in this halakha that as far as washing is concerned, a child that young, their action is not considered an action. Not considered an action. So the question is, could we apply that to other areas of halacha where we don't want an action? In other words, it's like by Shabbos. You don't want anybody to be makal Shabbos. There's no goy around, or whatever the case, you know, living in Mea Sharim or something like that. So would you be allowed to somehow manipulate a child to, well, let's say, pull a plug on an appliance and save it from getting ruined? Would that be okay? So believe it or not, I think that's what we're talking about here. And that might be the connection, if you want to call it that, between your base and your gimel. Okay, we'll get into this about a little more about washing Blinetta tomorrow night. Okay, I'm back. Kasher Mitzvah, Kasher Baruch Hu, Zag Kesuel, Fiyachol Kibraim, Torah Mitzvah, Shnei Mar Adon